Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Hi there, Slow Down Society. So if you're a fan of the podcast, you're going to absolutely love the book. Slow Living, Cultivating a Life of Purpose in a Hustle-Driven World is now available wherever books are sold. Buy it for yourself, your children, your friends, and your neighbors. You can get all the juicy details at stephanieoday.com/slowlivingbook. Trust me, this is hands down the best $20 you'll ever spend. Hi there, Slow Down Society. Steph here, and welcome back to another edition of the Slow Living Podcast. We're on episode 186, and today we're going to be talking about now, being now. The time is now. And if you've been here for a while, thank you. Thank you for being here. We've got an awful lot of new listeners and new email subscribers, thanks to the Purpose Driven Mom Summit and the Wannabe Clutter Free Summit. Last week, we had Deanna Yates from Wannabe Clutter Free on. And in the past, we've had Kara Harvey from the Purpose Driven Mom podcast and summit on. And lots of you have found me through that. So thank you and welcome. And I'm happy you're here. You're in the right place. And wherever you used to be is not now. And whatever's going to happen next week, next month, next year, next decade is not now. And humans are tricky because humans want to control everything. And we want to kind of rewrite the past sometimes. We want to have full-fledged closure often on all things that happened in the past in order to feel as if we can move on and we can live in the present and in the here and the now. And today that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about how sometimes you have to move on and sometimes you have to enjoy the now, even if the past hasn't been like kind of cleaned up. All of that comes up with mindset work. I like to use the metaphor of a fish tank. So growing up, my dad had fish tanks. And often on a Saturday, he would say, oh, I've got to clean the fish tank. And I would look at it and I would think, oh, okay, well, it actually looks pretty gosh darn clean. And then he would put his hand down and stir around the aquarium gravel and all of the gunk would sort of float up and he would use a net and clean out that kind of gunk. And so that's what mindset work does, is sometimes when you're in the midst of it, your water gets more murky because you're cleaning up the past. And sometimes you just get stuck and there's not all that much you can do except to have peace with it and acknowledge it is what it is, and there's nothing I really can do with that. And then same about worrying about the future. They say a lot of times anxiety and worry is because you don't know what's going to happen next, and so you're anxious. You're uncomfortable with that feeling of not knowing what's going to happen. And so that causes worrisome thoughts and for some of us, spirally thoughts that we ruminate on. And so today, I just want you to embrace being here and being now. And it's my gentle but firm nudge to remind you that there's never, ever going to be a perfect time to start taking care of yourself and start living your life to the fullest, the life of your dreams, the life that you've always wanted. Getting your ducks in a row means You start by physically sometimes moving those ducks and getting them in a row and taking those steps, even if you don't feel completely ready, and even if you don't necessarily have complete and total closure. This comes up an awful lot in coaching calls where people dismiss the now because they're going to wait until a momentous occasion happens, maybe a trip be when a child moves out of the house, or maybe after a certain monetary number gets reached in the bank account, or maybe they're waiting for a loved one to pass on, so then they can start that next phase of life. Tomorrow isn't a guarantee, and it's such at times a morbid thing to say and to really wrap your brain around. But that's kind of what I would like to do. I would like for you to realize that if you're listening to me and you're putting something off because you're waiting for the perfect time, this is it. Now is now. Now is happening. And tomorrow, you'll look back. And if you hadn't taken action today, maybe you'll be a little disappointed. So taking action now is actually helping future you be proud of yourself. So, if there's not a perfect time, what happens? What do people do? Well, people wait, and we hope for calmer schedules. We hope for less stress and for a window of peace. But there's really one thing we both know, that life, it's always going to be lifey. Life is going to life, and stress doesn't magically vanish, and responsibilities do not just on their own melt away. So we do have to stop waiting for the right time and start here and start now, right where you are. You will always have stress in your life. And it's kind of a bummer. And it's again just one of those things that you have to acknowledge. But you can't wait for stress to disappear in order to work on your mental and your physical health. And you can't wait until things, quote unquote, settle down to start showing up for yourself, to start being your own best friend, to start being your own cheerleader. And hug on yourself and love on yourself. So let's talk slow living and really kind of stay on topic. So you've heard me say it before, and you'll hear me say it again. Slow living doesn't mean doing nothing. It means doing things with intention. It's about choosing what matters and letting go of what doesn't. It's about being and not just doing. It's about tuning out the noise and the nonsense of the outside world and tuning into your real life. And the most important part, it starts here. It starts now. It starts with this moment. It really can be as much of a light switch, like flip, as you decide to make it be. Sometimes with my coaching clients, I have them sort of draw a line on the ground or in the sand or metaphorically on a piece of paper, and then step over that line and just decide, this is it. This is the next chapter. This is the new era. This is when it's my time. It's my time, and I'm ready for the next step. It's my time, and I am ready for that next step. Because the only thing you can control is the here and the now. So let's take a pause and let's take a deep breath all together. In, one, two, three. Out, one, two, three. And ask yourself, what would it look like to do something kind for yourself today? Something tiny, something small. Because here's the secret. Every little bit counts. Tiny acts, tiny habits. tiny shifts, they compound and they build momentum and they lead to long-lasting life changes. So if you've been able to listen to any of the past podcast episodes, if you have been lucky enough to read through the new Slow Living book, Cultivating a Life of Purpose in a Hustle-Driven World, you'll know the three-step success formula right off the bat, right off the tip of your tongue. And that's mindset plus action plus consistency equals success. And it's not perfection, and you're not putting on a performance. You are not faking it. But success, the kind that feels peaceful and the kind that feels aligned, it's the kind that puts your real life front and center, not when you're chasing or pretending. So let's break it down a little bit. So mindset is everything because it's the way you speak to yourself. It's believing you're worthy of care and attention, not just once a year on your birthday or for Mother's Day, but every single day. And action is what brings this mindset to life. When it's maybe drinking water, stepping outside, and closing your eyes for one mindful deep belly breath. Those are the action steps to take. And then consistency is that glue, because it's not about grand gestures. It's about showing up day after day with kindness and patience, even when it's messy, even when it's inconvenient. The journaling worksheet, the guided journaling worksheet that if you haven't downloaded and begun using, you should. That's at stephanieoday.com/daily, D-A-I-L-Y. That is what puts this mindset plus action plus consistency equals success formula into practical everyday practice. Because when you're in a good mood, you're calm and you're grounded, you're journaling, you start asking yourself how you want to feel. And then whatever that feeling is, you decide from there what your to-do list is going to do. What are you going to do today for this, that, and the other to help capture this feeling? And then you do the thing that you told yourself that you would do each and every day, no matter what, even when you don't want to, because that's what builds success long-term. With Mother's Day right around the corner, I want to speak to the moms. And I know that I have people that are not moms on this podcast and who are on my lists, and that's fine. But today, I just want to kind of pay attention to the fact that Mother's Day is happening. And it is so hard to flip that switch and start caring for yourself, especially if you've been self-sacrificing for years. And especially if you've kind of been taught that this self-sacrifice, that maybe even a bit of martyrdom, it equals love, and it shows maybe the others that you love them so much, you're willing to sacrifice for them. But I want you to hear me loud and clear today. Don't be a martyr for your children. You do not need to abandon yourself to be a good parent. Because the best gift you can give your children is the example of a mom, of a woman who values herself, who prioritizes her health, who models rest, nourishment, boundaries, and joy. Because you want your kids to grow up knowing that it's okay to take care of themselves. And this starts with you. This starts with you modeling this behavior for them. And this work, it can feel kind of big and at times maybe a little vulnerable and perhaps a little lonely as you begin to acknowledge who you are and what makes you tick. But you don't have to do it all by yourself. If you'd like, you can work with me. I've got 2 coaching spots available this month. And if you're ready to begin, and even if you're maybe a little scared, reach out to me because I'd love to walk alongside you. Send me an email if you're interested and we can build a plan together that works with your life, not against it. And we'll create small action steps that feel good and sustainable. Because life is happening now. And it's not time to put off taking that next best step that you kind of already know deep down inside that you need to take. And if you knew what the secret sauce was, you'd be doing it. So if you look in the mirror and you're not in love with yourself, and you look at your life and you look around at the people that you're surrounded with, and you look maybe in your bank account and you're not feeling at peace and you're not feeling confident, all of this stuff that you've done in the past to get you to where you are, those are the things that have led to this. And so keeping on doing the exact same thing means you're going to keep on doing the exact same thing. And so if you're not happy in the here and the now, this is the line in the sand. This is where you make those lasting changes for the better in tiny baby steps that are sustainable. But the line has been drawn, and only you know if what you've been doing has been working for you. So as we wrap up today, I want to leave you with this. Don't wait for life to slow down before you decide on purpose to take charge. This is it. This is the life that you're living. Don't wait for quiet or permission or a certain milestone. The time is now. This very moment is the doorway to a life that feels calmer, more clear, more aligned, and more you. I want your next era to be the one where you can't even wait to get out of bed every morning because you're so excited. There's such a spring to your step because you know, this is it. This is the day. This is the day. Depending on your religious beliefs, this is the day the Lord has made. I also really like to sing Oklahoma in the morning when I get out of bed. And oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. So you get to decide. And if it hasn't been working in the past, that's okay. This is a fixable problem. And together we can tweak it. You are allowed to have fresh starts. You are allowed to begin today. So thank you so much for being here. As always, I think you're amazing and wonderful. Consider yourself loved and hugged, and I'll be back in your earbuds again next week. If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person, and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the slow down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.